This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So everybody's kind of concerned about their T level, their low T, high T, how's their testosterone level. And an interesting study came out about men and their testosterone. And they found that men with higher testosterone was more likely to have multiple sex partners at once, which means if you have high testosterone and you come home and you tell your wife or partner, yeah, I got a lot of testosterone. They may not be too happy. So, very interestingly, when I look at all these studies, you know, you think, okay, they're studying in humans. We're humans, and so you think of, you know, a man in a shirt and a tie and a woman in a, I don't know, a pantsuit or a skirt or whatever, and you think of all of us as being humans when you actually have to look at us as being animals. And when you look at us as being animals and our need to propagate and fertilize and, I don't know, you know, be out there in the wild, this makes perfect sense. Yeah, I'm checking my husband's testosterone as we speak. Not that somebody with high testosterone is cheating on you, but you do wonder. So, according to this report, men with higher levels of testosterone are more likely to have more than one sexual partner at a time. Also, they are more likely to have a lot of self-sessions. Women with high testosterone was found to be more inclined to have a same-sex relationship and also to have frequent masturbation. And in fact, a woman having high testosterone was more likely to have a self-session than a male would. So this is kind of an interesting study, and this was in the Journal of Sex Research. And so they talked about this. The team was from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, and they looked at data and saliva samples, single morning saliva samples from self-collected participants age 18 to 74. They had 1,599 men in the study, 2,100 women. 40.6% were invited to provide a sample. They adjusted for relationship status and all sorts of things. And then there were questionnaires. And researchers found that salivary testosterone was positively associated with both partnered sex and multiple partners, as well as masturbation. Among women, salivary testosterone was positively associated with masturbation. The only association with partnered sex was actually same sex. No clear association between the salivary picking up of the COVID, or not the COVID, why COVID? I'm sorry. Testosterone and other and heterosexual relationships. Now, this is fascinating because when women have low sex drives, their gynecologist will add testosterone. Now, if the testosterone is helping in this study with a woman wanting to have sex, either same-sex relationship or masturbation, then that means it's working. It means that when females have low sex drive, testosterone can help. But if a female who is in a heterosexual relationship doesn't want to sleep with their husband, the testosterone might not necessarily help. Which is why when we talk about hyposexual arousal disorder, or when we talk about middle-aged women not wanting to have sex with their husbands, that could be more that of a psychological issue, where they're not turned on by their husbands. They aren't into their husbands anymore. That's a big issue. And so women will be asking, I need testosterone. I need the testosterone. Testosterone won't make you want to sleep with somebody you don't want to sleep with. And I know some people look at this going, will testosterone make you gay? No. You love and you're attracted to whoever you're attracted to. The hormones, everybody thinks, oh gosh, you know, with you know, if we want to intervene, you affect hormones. No. Leave it alone. If somebody has a, that comes from the heart. You know, your desires and who you want to be with comes from the heart and the brain. It doesn't come from the testicles and comes from the ovaries. Wanting to be sexually gratified might be hormonally related, but it's not necessarily going to make you choose or redefine what your sexuality is. But this is a very fascinating study because I see a lot of people kind of do it wrong. They go through this, you know, these struggles maritally, and they think, okay, a quick hormone can fix that. And people don't want to be honest. People don't want to go to therapy and say, look, I wanted to get married to you because all my friends were getting married and I wanted to have kids and I thought I was getting older and it turns out I'm not attracted to you anymore and I don't want to sleep with you anymore. Nobody wants to say that in therapy. So instead, they go to a doctor saying, give me more testosterone. Well, you know, you got to be honest. And then, you know, if a male has naturally high testosterone, it makes sense that they may want multiple partners. And the reason why is in the animal species, the male animal, in order for that evolution, in order for that population to propagate, it takes a very active male with sperm to go and impregnate many females. So, so it just makes sense. Now, I'm not saying if you're with somebody who has high testosterone, they're going to cheat on you. There's a lot of other factors that are confining that sort of drive. Marriage, society, fear of the wife, I don't know, fear of the mother-in-law. But it is in a male's natural makeup to want to be out there and get, I don't know, spread their seed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So multiple parts of the world have been using ivermectin, an anti-parasite, to treat COVID. We talked about how they've been studying it and how they believe there might be a means that the ivermectin prevents the virus from taking over a cell's DNA. So there's, people say, well, if it's an anti-parasite, all it does is kill a parasite. Well, they've believed that there are some other aspects to it, just like Viagra. Viagra was supposed to help treat pulmonary hypertension, and instead, they found, wow, it also helps erections. So it's not that uncommon for a medication to have multiple applications. It has to be approved. So Brazil, Latin America, many Caribbean countries, ivermectin is being used for COVID. I think in some South African countries, and the World Health Organization has advised only use ivermectin if COVID is going to be used within a clinical trial. They do not want anybody to be using it until the clinical trials are done. Now, we're going into our second year, maybe, if this started end of 2019, we're going to be pretty soon starting to go into year three of COVID, and people are like, ivermectin has been used since the beginning. And there's been many patients touting its success. Joe Rogan, radio star Joe Rogan as well. And so the World Health Organization is urging against it outside the scope of current clinical trials. There are current clinical trials that are looking at it. Some studies are very interesting and very promising. I don't see all the studies where it fails, but it is interesting nonetheless. What the World Health Organization recommends in terms of treating COVID is steroids. If you have severe or critically ill COVID-19 patients, use steroids. They also recommend against using hydroxychloroquine. They aren't big fans of remdesivir, lopinavir. These are antivirals. They recommend steroids. They recommend anticoagulants because hospitalized patients may get blood clots. But right now, the World Health Organization is not urging people to get antivirals, antiparasites, antibiotics for COVID. Many of you have asked, why are people getting Z-Packs and Zithromax either in the hospital or as an outpatient? The CDC does not want us using Z-Packs or Zithromax for it, but we do believe that Zithromax might have some sort of an anti-inflammatory component, and that might be helping people, even though it's an antibiotic and it's supposed to fight infection. A lot of people have found Z-Packs to help with their bronchitis by some sort of anti-inflammatory effect. Again, not proven, and so we don't want widespread use of something that might not work. Well, Joe Rogan is pretty upset at CNN. And it's because when Rogan used ivermectin use, CNN, I guess, had said he was using a horse dewormer, and whoever was covering it was not putting it in the most proper light. Well, Joe Rogan had Dr. Sanjay Gupta on, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta is CNN's chief medical correspondent. And during the podcast, which is on Spotify, Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on yesterday to discuss ivermectin's use as a COVID-19 treatment. Gupta eventually agreed that the antiparasitic drug, which was prescribed to Rogan by a doctor, should have never been repeatedly described on CNN as a horse dewormer. Former UFC commentator and Spotify star Rogan had drawn criticism from Dr. Fauci when he revealed he took the antiparasitic drug in an Instagram video last month. The FDA had tweeted, "You are not a horse, you are not a cow, seriously, you all stop it," when it came to ivermectin. But this was in part their fault, because when you tell everybody that, oh, you're going to die of COVID, you're going to die of COVID, you know, we're all going to die, 700,000 people are dying, we all have to wear masks, we all have to get vaccinated, and somebody, despite the mask, even despite a vaccine or not, has COVID, they're scared to death. They're going to do whatever it takes. And if they see that in other countries they're using ivermectin, and doctors have been prescribing ivermectin since the beginning because of some of the initial studies. So Gupta said, by the way, I'm glad you're better. Sanjay Gupta's a really, really nice guy. But Rogan goes, thank you. You're probably the only one at CNN who's glad. The rest of them are lying about me taking horse medication. Gupta said that bothered you, and he was kind of laughing. And Rogan said it should bother you too. They're lying at your network about people taking human drugs versus drugs for veterinary. Gupta said calling it a horse dewormer is not the most flattering thing. I get it. Rogan says it's a lie. It's a lie on a news network. Rogan said it's a lie that they're conscious of. It's not a mistake. They're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine. Rogan kept calling out CNN's coverage of a drug that has been given out to billions and billions of people. Actually, I think they got a Nobel Prize.
And he goes, why would they lie and say it's a horse dewormer? Rogan said, I can afford people medicine, Mother Blinker. It's ridiculous. It's just a lie. Don't you think that a lie like that is dangerous on a news network when you know that they know they're lying? Do you think that's a problem that your news network lies? Gupta said, what did they say? He was really trying to be careful. And the podcast host told Gupta that his ivermectin was prescribed by a doctor. He goes, does it bother you that the network you work for out and out lied, just outright lied about me taking a horse dewormer? Gupta said then, and he admitted, they shouldn't have said that. Rogan goes, why did they do that? Gupta said, I don't know. Rogan goes, you didn't ask? You're the medical guy over there. Gupta said, I didn't ask. I should have asked before coming on this podcast. So Gupta denied Rogan's claim that CNN made the claims with glee before playing a clip of Outfront anchor Aaron Burnett calling ivermectin a livestock drug. Gupta said, I don't think Aaron had glee. He said, well, it's more Brian Stelter. He was the gleeful one. And he said, the point is it's a lie. Gupta said, it can be used for humans. I get it. So this back and forth, was a sign that doctors really have a very unique role. And we're going to be talking about that in a bit. Doctors have a very unique role where we are supposed to be the honest ones. If you are going to get any sort of, all right, give me the scoop, give me the down and dirty, none of this political, none of this, you know, none of all this BS, give us the down and dirty. That's what the doctors are supposed to do. And Sanjay Gupta has a fantastic reputation of being, you know, I'm going to tell you like it is. Now, there was a flip-flop on marijuana. Remember, you know, he was not a fan of marijuana, and then later that all changed. So it's tough because, you know, he might be still, you know, pressured by network and whatever. But the Joe Rogan said, not just ivermectin could be used for humans, it could be used for humans along with all the other drugs that I took, all human drugs. They know it's a human drug and they lied, it's defamatory. Gupta said, yeah, they shouldn't have done that. I don't know if it's defamatory. Rogan says, I bet it is, it's a lie. So defamatory, I'm not a lawyer, but when you're saying that a human is taking animal medication, that is defamatory. When you're using the terms livestock, farm, you know, whatever, livestock drug, you know, yeah, the drug is a livestock drug, but when you keep putting it in the same sentence as this human is drinking out, you know, it is defamatory. It's like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something where, you know, yeah, they drank from a puddle. Well, drinking from a puddle, when what you're actually doing is taking any water, you're filtering it when you're camping, turn it into drinkable water, potable water, and then drinking it, that's much different than saying, yeah, they were drinking from puddles. You know, so I get that. But it is bringing up, you know, the veracity of news. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
To try and address supply chain issues around the country, President Biden announced Wednesday that the Port of Los Angeles will be operating around the clock. One of the impacted industries is the toy industry, which is concerning to Toy Association President Steve Peserb, who shares with Newsmax where the most impact is being felt across the country.
This is a pretty significant problem, particularly for the medium-sized and small-sized toy companies. America's got over 900 different toy companies. It's those medium and small companies that are really struggling, both getting onto ships to get here and also the enormous increase in prices that the shipping companies are charging, upwards of 800-900% over last year.
A new Gallup poll found that 52% of Americans believe the government is intruding too much in individuals' and businesses' lives. USA Radio News. About 10,000 members of the United Auto Workers Union are now on strike against John Deere. Employees went on strike this morning after the union rejected a wage deal with the farm equipment company. 2 weeks ago, the union had reached a tentative agreement with John Deere on a new six-year contract. On Sunday, the deal was rejected by 90% of union workers. The strike shuts down operations at 11 John Deere factories in Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, and at distribution centers in Georgia and Colorado. Butterball is recalling ground turkey products due to possible foreign matter contamination. The company said they were recalling over 14,000 pounds of ground turkey that may be contaminated with extraneous materials, including blue plastic. 2.5-pound trays of farm-to-family Butterball all-natural ground turkey and 3-pound trays of Kroger ground turkey are the exact items being recalled. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Joanne writes, what is Let's Go Brandon? I see that all the time. What does that mean? So this isn't really a medical answer, but I try to stay up on all the things. You guys have seen the Let's Go Brandon posters? Have you guys seen that? Let's Go Brandon? All right. I figured it out about a few days ago. And so I quickly wrote something on it because people were asking, such as Joanne. And it's fascinating, actually. It's actually fascinating. So when people were upset with Trump, they made naked statues. They did everything they did possible to, I don't know, censor him and make fun of him and all that. Well, when it came to Joe Biden, they're not doing naked statues, probably because they realize people don't really want to see either of them naked. And instead, it's F, can't say the whole word, Joe Biden chants. These are chants that have been breaking out, which you guys have heard, throughout games. I guess it happened at a food court, at a mall. It's been at baseball games, football games, race car. So you'll see crowds that'll go blank Joe Biden, blank anyway, and clap or whatever. And when the crowd and a bunch of the people in the crowd, you know, step in to say it, it gets pretty loud. So during an interview with NASCAR winner Brandon Brown, during his interview, you hear the crowd in the background do the F Joe Biden chant. The broadcaster and the journalist who, and I've been in this situation too, where, you know, you're on the mic and you're trying to drown out, surrounding sounds. Because the camera went to the crowd and you just heard blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden, she goes, oh, the crowd's saying, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. And so she, yeah, it was obvious the crowd was not saying, let's go, Brandon. But that let's go, Brandon has now been used as a code and used by kids to make the same message. So there was, I guess, a, I don't know if this was another sort of race car, I don't know what exactly event this was, but there were three kids that got the opportunity on the microphone to say, drivers, start your engines. And one of the kids afterwards leans into the mic and says, let's go, Brandon. So, and he smiled, the reporter smiled, and so it's just a cleaned up version of somebody saying the same thing. Now, what I find fascinating about it is how political dissent has changed throughout the years. You know, when you look at protests from the, you know, early 1900s, suffrage, things like that, you know, pretty clean sort of banners and posts. But mind you, if there was something vulgar, that probably didn't make it to the newspapers. You weren't allowed to post that. But I'm assuming that back then, if you did say or post something vulgar, there would have probably been a lot more consequences. And so many protests seem to be pretty, I don't know, black and white, shall we say. You're looking at these pictures. And political dissent has made more and more turns. Now, political dissent hasn't necessarily gotten less bloody. There's been bloody wars. There's been, look at the, you know, Boston Tea Party. When people are mad, people are mad. You know, so obviously anger and political dissent hasn't differed much in terms of the amount of people dissenting. Look at the Civil War. However, that's also a whole another topic for a different day. But we're now able to have social media. Our message can get out there globally. And so what I find interesting about the chants and now the Let's Go Brandon isn't that people don't like Biden. People didn't like Trump. People don't like Biden. I get it, you know. And I can see both sides of why people like him and why people don't like him. But it's showing that people are not feeling like they're heard. You know, Joe Biden made a lot of promises. He's not keeping those promises. There were promises that there were not going to be vaccine passports, that nobody was going to get forced to get the vaccine. Now they are. Okay? Dissent is going to rise. And when people go to their elected officials and say, hey, look, I voted for you. I know you're Democrat, you know, but yeah, you remember, this is kind of what we all agreed upon when we voted for you. And seeing them turn around going, no, we're going to support this. We're going to spend on this. We're going to spend on this. They don't feel their elected officials have done what they were elected to do. And so when you can't go to your elected official, you can't complain on social media because it could get censored. Where can you complain? Or where can you air your disappointment with the current administration? And there are people that want, you know, the administration to know they're not happy. Yeah, there's polls, but sometimes the polls, I mean, even Biden said he doesn't look at the polls. Well, then I guess they're hoping maybe he'll watch NASCAR. But if people don't feel like they're getting heard, they are going to find more creative, eye-catching, ear-catching ways to make their presence and their discontent known. That's why the protests turned into riots back in last July. When people are mad and people are angry and they want headlines, you know, and they're mad, they're, you know, there's going to be fires. There's going to be fights. There's going to be violence. And so, you know, whenever you manage a team or manage a company, it is extremely important to get the input from who you're working with. Not only employees, but clients as well. And if the clients aren't happy, you're in trouble. And I just don't see that with the country. And everybody can say, well, the country's split. Half the country love exactly what Biden's doing. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think half the country's really happy with what's going on. You know, and somebody's dislike of Trump doesn't necessarily carry over to them liking everything a current administration does. And so my concern isn't that people are chanting in the middle of a you know, racetrack because it's, I know people think it's funny, but, you know, you really don't want kids to kind of hear, you know, we're supposed to be respecting our public officials, and it just shows that, you know, people are unhappy, and he obviously wasn't their choice for them to say that. But, you know, how much longer will the American public not look listened to when it comes to these mandates, when it comes to our borders, when it comes to our spending, when it comes to, you know, the prices going up of things? It's a sign that if nobody seems to listen and they double down and they continue to do what they're doing, it's going to get even more loud. And it's embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing that other countries have to see that, you know, our president looks feeble, our president is not making good decisions, and that many of the people that, you know, he is governing dislike him. So if you're going to be a good manager, you don't necessarily always have to compromise, but you need to explain and have better logic behind your decisions. And when you have people with natural immunity, and they want to say, look, let me just show you my immunity, hold off on sticking me with the shot while I have natural immunity, and you say, no, it's all about getting the shot, you're losing people. It's not making sense. It's illogical. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, President Biden, it's on him now to help get the country back. That's what he promised, build back better. And he's feeling a lot of heat because of what's been going on with supply shortages, rising prices, our supply chain, labor shortage. It's just an absolute mess. And even though it wasn't his fault for there to be the lockdowns and the shutdowns that started this whole process, he does play a role, I believe, in the continuing to, you know, when companies are trying to open up, still compete with them with unemployment, additional benefits, with mandates, with, you know, a whole bunch of other sort of in the Build Back Better, you know, employers need to also pay for and on retirement and things like that. So a lot of employers are like, if I'm going to rehire people, I think I want to be under the threshold. So, sadly, there haven't been a lot of small business or even big business incentivizing under the current administration. And with, everybody being exhausted from COVID and the lack of enthusiasm to go to work, we're in trouble. Not to mention, you can't drive or operate, get CDL, get a lot of your licensing if you use marijuana. And as we legalize marijuana, which is something I supported the legalization of marijuana so we could study it. Sadly, it inhibits a lot of people from getting the proper certification to do things. We are lacking a lot of bus drivers and truck drivers, and I don't want to accuse them all of not wanting to work, but many people who use marijuana to sleep or for pain or for a variety of other issues, they can't get a commercial driver's license. So there's a lot of things that I don't think our administration understands. So Biden has a 90-day plan to unclog the port of Los Angeles, one of the most congested ports on the planet, recruit Walmart, Target, Home Depot, FedEx, UPS to ramp up the amount of goods they ship at night. Now, they want people to be working 24/7, and so he thinks it's going to help. Unfortunately, experts say it's not going to work. According to Reuters, they say President Joe Biden is pushing to ease supply shortages and taming rising prices in time for Christmas, but unsnarling these supply lines could take far longer. They said Biden brought together power brokers from ports, unions, big business on Wednesday to address shipping, labor, and warehousing pain in the U.S. supply chain. But to be ready by Christmas, not going to happen. Already stores are not having enough supply. Prices are going up. Inflation is going to skyrocket. It's going to be a very weird holiday season. Not to mention, we haven't even begun to talk about, travel. And what we have started to talk about in other shows, travel, lack of pilots, flights getting canceled, cost to try to get people to work. And it's an absolute mess. So Biden said this is an across-the-board commitment to going 24/7. The port opening and a promise from retailers like Target and Walmart to move goods at night are a first big step. He said now we need the rest of the private sector chain to help us as well. They say while more cooperation among the often competing players in the U.S. supply chain is a plus, the White House's impact may be incremental at best. This is according to logistic experts, economists, and labor unions. They say what the president's doing isn't really going to hurt, but at the end of the day, it doesn't solve the problem. So Americans are buying a lot more stuff during the pandemic. They got extra money, more money than they were making working. Now, again, we might have agreed with this originally back in 2020 because they were forced out of their jobs, which was ridiculous as well. But then governors wouldn't let places reopen. And so not only did they get unemployment, but they got additional benefits. And so those additional benefits gave people more spending money. So they kept spending. So the economy didn't crash, which was nice, but they were bored. So they were on Amazon. I did. I went to Amazon. I was home. And I'm like, well, let me go shopping. I don't like to shop, but what do I need? And then people started to hoard. We bought stuff we didn't even need. And Americans are the world's biggest consumers. They've been buying a lot more stuff, and most of the stuff is coming from China. You have the labor shortages, equipment shortages, lack of space to store the stuff. That's an issue. Players from ports to retail chains are already working full tilt to handle the pandemic-fueled surge in imports, trying to get holiday gifts into the shelves and e-commerce centers in time for the Black Friday kickoff. Black Friday comes in about 6 weeks, 5.5 weeks. Imports at the Port of Los Angeles, the number one gateway for ocean trade with China, have been up 30% so far.
But that has left 250,000 containers of goods stacked up on the docks. There's been delayed pickups, shortages with equipment, lack of space and rail yards. And so many ships, they don't want to just leave the stuff on the road. They back up and they wait outside the port. They say the analogy would be a boa constrictor that ate the mouse. They said there's a lump in it, and the lump is the constant in the throughput of the supply chain, and it moves along each time you solve for a constraint. That's according to Joe Dunlap, global head of the supply chain advisory team. So Frank Ponce de Leon, International Longshore and Warehouse Union Coast, not sure if he's related. He said the Commerce Department estimates handles 76% of all trade. You don't build a church for Christmas and Easter. You build it for a regular Sunday service. With the unprecedented influx of cargo, it's like Christmas and Easter on the docks every single day. More ships are coming, and the pews have been full for months, and there's nowhere left to sit or stand. Dock workers remain available for 24-hour shifts to help clear the port backlogs, the Longshore Union said. But that's not true of the people who move the goods from the ships to the ports or from other ports. One of the major problems they have is the shortage of port truck drivers. Teamsters says they're not paid a living wage. And like I said, there's also issues with can they qualify, you know, can you attract more? I think some of them are being offered at least 50 grand to start. But again, if they get drug tested, they don't pass, they can't get, and you know, they can't get qualified, they can't get certified. They say the backup may be exacerbating that shortage because many port drivers are not paid for the hours they spend waiting to pick up a container. So the job is less appealing. So if they're only paid for the hours they're driving and not waiting around, they'll be like, to heck with this. Now, they say there's no evidence that experienced workers are sitting on the sidelines. They say U.S. transportation and warehousing are employing more people now than they did before the pandemic. So, you know, it's probably one of the only major employment sectors that has recouped all of the jobs and then some. Finance, retail, professional, construction, utility, wholesale, manufacturing, education, government, mining, hospitality, those all are down. So there's a whole bunch of issues from the supply chain. And it concerns me because when there's less supply, there's higher prices. And so, the last thing we need with already things as stressed as they are is there to be higher inflation. And then with that, the government just says, here, let's just print more money. It's going to be an absolute mess. So we'll have to start getting creative when it comes to Christmas, holidays, things like that. And once people become creative, they might realize, you know what, maybe I don't need to buy the Oculus. I like Oculuses, though. I think the VR system's great. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.